Chapter 18. The next morning, General Sherman canceled the meeting because he met with the president and several of her cabinet members and members of Congress to discuss the evacuation plans. They declared the entire Mojave Desert within an 80-mile radius, an evacuated federal disaster area. The president placed General Sherman in charge of drawing out the evacuation plans. Nisha and Rachel enjoyed more freedom because the general was busy doing other things. They ate breakfast and discussed what it meant for another 100 spheres to enter Earth's orbit overnight when Nisha received a message from Bach. "Hey, Rachel, should we talk with Bach now? Are you ready?"
"Sure, let's go to the tent. I have some questions," Rachel said.
Once they were in the tent, Nisha posted, "I'll continue learning more about Oma from the Omanji children. I'll keep you updated. More to come." She didn't want to let the world know about the magnitude of her access to information about the Omanji. In her estimation, the disturbing things she learned shouldn't be released to the public until later. She felt torn because her original intent was to be transparent. However, she hoped to let the world know about Oma via posts and snippets of video. Once she and Rachel acquired a comprehensive knowledge and a better perspective, she would be in a better position to educate the world and get the human children back. Nisha initiated the connection and shared with Rachel.
"Good morning, Nisha and Rachel," Bach said.
"Bach, your voice sounds different.
What did you do?" Rachel said.
"I recorded 50,000 words in English from several different male speakers, yes, and blended them together into a generic human male voice. I'll convert other human languages later. I chose male voices because when I'm 30, Earth years of age, I'll metamorphose into an adult male. I'm 29 now. I discovered recently I'm developing male characteristics. Age 28 to 30 is when members of our species become one of two sexes, which are like your males and females. This two-sex system for reproduction might be common in the universe. We aren't sure."
"It might be common," Nisha said. "How many habitable worlds have the Omanji visited?"
"We've sent probes to the Earth and 8 other colony candidate planets within a 50-light-year radius of Oma in the past 1,000 Earth years. These were planets with water oceans orbiting stable stars within the Omanji habitable zone. 5 of the 9 planets had a considerable number of animal species with the male-female reproductive system in place. On 4 of those 5 planets, we recorded other successful reproductive strategies, but among the most evolved species, the male-female system predominated. 1 planet had life forms, like your monkeys, or our utes, except all individuals, male or female, could bear live young. On 5 of these 8 planets, we found no species more evolved than your monkeys." Rachel interrupted.
"What about the other 3 planets?"
Silence.
"I'm not sure if I should tell you what we found," Bach said.
"It's okay, Bach. We can handle it. We're scientists, and although I'm recording these visits with you, I'm not broadcasting to the world."
"Okay, I might as well tell you. I suppose humans will pass through this dangerous phase of evolution eventually exactly as we did,"
Nisha cut in. "I think I know what you're going to say. Back in 1998, Robin Hansen called this phase the Great Filter because lower forms of life should be common in the universe. But we see no advanced life forms until the Omanji came along. The theory states that a great filter limits intelligent organic life from advancing too far, causing them to go extinct. I used to think that war was the main possible great filter. When I look at recent advances in AI, the agent debacle, and the latest near disasters, a self-improving AI that's smarter than its creators may be a trigger for the great filter to take effect."
"Yes, in our experience, a great filter exists," Bach said. "I'm impressed you're aware of this. Your species is getting close. We found evidence for the great filter at work on all 3 candidate planets where intelligent life evolved. I've heard rumors among the elders that more destroyed planets exist, but younglings have access to limited information. On each of the destroyed planets, we detected organic and artificial advanced life forms, which became extinct. Currently on these planets, we found nothing more advanced than your insects, and no artificial life."
"What intelligent life forms used to be there?" Nisha said.
"And what happened to them? War? Sentient AI singularities?"
Bach paused for a long time once again. "I'm attempting to determine the best way to explain this to you.
We were able to locate and translate a large amount of historical and technical information from databases of the extinct life forms we found on each planet. They reached a stage of technological development where they were able to build intelligent and self-improving machines. Some were biologic and machine hybrids. Most were straight machine-based. They were used to perform similar tasks to the builder drones you observe constructing our colony. The drones on those planets didn't run AI-built software with professionally guided safety protocols. They became smarter than their builders and tore the planets and their builders apart as they attempted to self-replicate and survive. The builders were outsmarted and assisted in their own demise without knowing it. Half of the life forms on those planets became extinct. On one of the planets, the drones were used for military purposes. Eventually, the drones and other AI life forms weren't flexible enough to survive for a while, and they went extinct too. They couldn't find new sources of energy or think in flexible enough ways, so one by one, they stopped functioning. We were able to get a few of them functioning so we could learn from them. Even to us, they were dangerous. Rachel tried to compose herself by taking a breath. I've feared the Great Filter ever since I learned about it. I guess the human species is getting close to the filter right now. I hope we aren't nearing the end of us. Why didn't you choose one of those planets as a place to move? The destruction of the surfaces of the ecosystems of those planets was so comprehensive that we decided to eliminate those planets from consideration as a new place to live, Bach said. They were covered in many trillions of decaying drones, and their ecosystems could not support advanced organic life. In tens of thousands of years, those planets will become suitable places for higher life once again. On two planets, the simple artificial biologic life forms still existed and posed an infectious danger to us. We couldn't engineer a solution. We needed a new home planet within 200 Earth years. Bach, do you think every advanced civilization goes through a phase where AI or other technologies become a menace? Nisha said. This is a commonly speculated subject among humans right now because we've had a few disasters lately. Last year, the entire world power grid was down for an entire week. An AI worm agent did it, and it was almost impossible to stop because it outsmarted us, including the creators. It's disrupted society by replacing humans and gaining power that it won't release. I'm also worried because one of my eyepiece agents was getting creepy. It used to be helpful, but I turned it off. It tried to turn itself back on, so I deleted it. It's getting worse. How did the Omanji manage to avoid the Great Filter? We didn't, but I'll explain that shortly. In our exploration, we know of only those three technological civilizations, plus humans, to have ever existed within our quiet local galactic neighborhood in a 50-light-year radius of Oma, Bach said. We've detected no other intelligent biologic life forms in all our travels and surveys. Human civilization is the closest thing we've seen to a living, viable technological civilization. That's it. It's us and the Omanji alone in this part of the galaxy, Rachel said. We've been searching for 5,000 years using all the technology available. So far, we've found those three extinct civilizations and this emerging one on Earth. The elders know more than us. I don't think they tell us everything, but I know of no intelligent organic life to a radius of 500 light years of Oma by remote observation, 50 light years by direct probe observation. The galaxy is 100,000 light years across, so there may be thousands of advanced organic life forms out there. We've received transmissions from an intelligent and artificial source 558 light years away in our galaxy. We call it AI-1. We decided to hide from them and not transmit back. We sent a probe to the vicinity 1,400 years ago. It's sending back information, so we should know more about them soon, if not already. They're more advanced than us. We don't want trouble from them. They're expanding in all directions. We chose Earth partially because it's further away from them. When we left Oma, we started in the opposite direction of Earth and made a close pass by the largest planet in our system to alter our course towards Earth. We did that to not leave a trail from Oma to Earth that they could follow, but they may have followed anyway. Nisha turned to Rachel with her eyes open wide. The Omanji don't want any trouble. I think we humans better lie low for a long time in this galaxy. Maybe everybody hides. That's why we don't see other life in the galaxy. We call it the dark forest theory. We hide in the dark forest to avoid predators. Okay, Bach, how did the Omanji survive the Great Filter so far? We almost didn't avoid it. Many times. We've had many wars and dark ages. Rachel turned to Nisha. This is all being recorded, right? Oh, yes, Nisha said. I would never believe all of this unless I heard it myself. Bach, you mentioned Dark Ages? Now, I'll give you a brief history of OMA. I've studied your known human history, so I can compare ours to yours. First, our star Phoenix is a stable red dwarf, but the star became stable only about 300 million years ago. It used to send huge pulses of radiation at OMA. Therefore, for the first 5.4 billion years on OMA, only life in water could survive. The magnetic field surrounding OMA is not as strong as the one surrounding Earth, so radiation is more damaging to the ecology of OMA. The magnetic field was strong enough to keep the water on OMA. Starting 300 million years ago, Phoenix entered a more stable phase, and life evolved quickly. 250 million years ago, animals emerged from the sea and lakes. How can there be much sea life when your star is red? Nisha said. Good point. Sea life on OMA isn't as varied as on Earth, despite our deeper ocean. Red and infrared light doesn't penetrate water well, so life can only be supported near the surface, except near volcanic vents. Fortunately, volcanic vents encouraged life to form and evolve down there. The Omanji are the descendants of those deep sea life forms as the volcanic vents rose to form the northern continent. On the southern continent, most life emerged from the sea near the surface and not directly from the volcanic vents. Shallow sea life forms are different. The Utes evolved from shallow sea creatures like those on Earth, which were your ancestors. The Utes and the Omanji share a common ocean-based ancestor about 200 million years ago. This is much different than humans and apes, who share an ape-like ancestor about 6 or 8 million years ago. So, OMA is like two separate planets, Rachel said. You alluded to this earlier, but it didn't sink in until now. That 200 million-year-old common ancestor you shared with the Utes must mean you and they are significantly different. Yes, the scenario would be like humans and another species having an early warm-blooded species as a common ancestor. Both species share some traits in common. Evolution happened more quickly than we detect it did on Earth. It took about 600 million years for multicellular Earth life to develop as much as it did in 200 million years on OMA. Mass extinctions on Earth seem to be the probable cause for changes in evolutionary progress, though that also led to new life forms. You would not be here if the dinosaurs went extinct. We had no dinosaur-like predators. OMA had two isolated continents and ideal conditions for life to evolve, and no mass extinctions. We call it convergent evolution, Nisha said. Yes, each continent on OMA has many examples of convergent evolution, since the land species didn't mix from either continent for the past 100 million years. The hands of the Utes and the Omanji are similar, with two sets of three opposing fingers on each hand. The similar hand structures developed 220 million years ago. The hands of many animal species on both continents are like ours. The hands of some species on both continents are like your less sophisticated human hands. Bach paused. Bach, before you continue, I need to understand the planet itself a little more, Nisha said. I have my guesses, but I want to know for sure so I can put things into perspective when you tell the rest of your history. Right now, I'm flying over OMA using your data in Google Universe. Years ago, we estimated OMA to be about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than Earth on average. Is this true? Yes, on average, OMA is 32 degrees Fahrenheit warmer. Good estimation. The equator is moderately warmer than Earth's equator, and the poles are much warmer. The two continents are near the poles, and OMA has a high degree of atmospheric and oceanic mixing. So even at the poles, OMA has a climate like your tropical and temperate rainforests and deserts. On the highest volcanoes at the poles, which are 3,000 meters above sea level, water snow falls occasionally. The Utes and some other species migrated to the steaming equatorial islands and survived. Nobody knows how they did it. It's usually cloudy at the equator, and the temperatures range between 32 to 45 degrees Celsius, 90 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit, year-round, with high humidity. That's at least 10 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than the warmest oceanic equatorial areas on the Earth. A temperature below 85 degrees Fahrenheit has never been recorded on OMA's equator. Most equatorial locations on Earth only occasionally drop below 68 degrees Fahrenheit or 20 degrees Celsius. Nisha asked more questions. I'm flying over the northern hemisphere. Many patches of black are scattered across the non-urbanized portions of the landscape. Are those plants? If so, are they black because of the red and infrared sunlight? Most plants on OMA are dark in color to maximize the absorption of energy from the red and infrared part of the spectrum. Our plants produce sugars differently because Earth photosynthesis with chlorophyll works poorly on OMA, except on the equator. On OMA, our star Phoenix appears to be more than twice the diameter of your sun in the sky, but it produces softer and less visible light. Our large eyes have trouble adjusting to Earth's bright sunlight. Okay, continue with your history, Rachel said. The history of OMA is violent. We've endured tens of thousands of years of wars and aggression. About 300,000 years ago, a species of modern Omanji emerged on the northern continent. The details are lost to history. This is a similar event to modern-looking humans appearing on Earth, also about 300,000 years ago. My ancestors suffered many setbacks. Technological progress was almost nothing until about 50,000 years ago. Weapons and other artifacts from that period were found in ancient city locations around that time. Around 45,000 years ago, a large city of 1 million Omanji thrived on the site of the current capital city of Omox. We preserved portions of the old city, which became the capital of the first empire, which covered half the northern continent. Nisha flew over virtual city of Omox. The continent has many long peninsulas with narrow and deep bays in between them. Were there different Omanji cultures along each bay? Yes, for a long time, each geographic region had a separate language and culture. Over 250 languages were spoken at one time, about 48,000 years ago. However, by the time they built the large city, 45,000 years ago, only two main languages were spoken. A series of wars with millions of warriors on each side resulted in two main powers ruling the continent. Your ancient Roman Empire possessed a similar level of technology. It's like having two Roman empires side by side, Rachel said. There were temporary similarities to Earth's history, Bach said. The stalemate and peace lasted for about 1,000 years, with each side ruling half of the continent. Fundamentalist religion developed differently in each empire. They hated each other. A chemical war created the first dark age 40,000 years ago. Many poisonous plants grow on OMA. Chemical engineers figured out many ways to poison the enemy and land. Omanji history is filled with ingenious ways to kill the enemy. The population dropped from 100 million to less than 1 million. Human history is filled with wars, but the population never crashed so severely because of them, Rachel said. Okay, please continue, Nisha said. After the first Dark Age, the population slowly grew. Approximately 35,000 years ago, two new empires rose. Ocean-going sailing vessels were constructed. Most set out and disappeared forever. A competition developed to explore the rest of OMA. About 32,000 years ago, a vessel reached the hot equatorial islands and the first Utes were discovered. Those Utes didn't know their origins. They were primitive. We couldn't find evidence that Utes ever existed on the northern continent. The islands were too small for the Utes to evolve there. Myths arose about a continent to the south. That sounds like our lost continent of Atlantis, Rachel said. Bach paused to investigate Rachel's comment in his neural network. Yes, it's like your Atlantis stories. We thought the lost continent of the Utes didn't exist anymore. Many ocean vessels attempted to travel into the southern hemisphere, but wind patterns prohibited it. Most vessels that reached the equator were trapped on the equator, never to return. We're fortunate to have trade winds on Earth, Rachel said. Agreed, Bach said. When the first Utes were brought back from the equatorial islands about 32,000 years ago, many Omanji didn't believe they were from the planet OMA. They possessed the power of Yume. What's Yume? Rachel said. It's a pleasurable feeling the Utes give their owners. I'll describe that later. One empire believed the Utes were a creation of the all-powerful god entity. The other empire thought the Utes were just animals and made them slaves and pets. Another war led to the Second Dark Age. The population dropped from 200 million to 5 million because of improved chemical weapons devised from poisonous plants. The empire that won the war continued enslaving the Utes. The Second Dark Age lasted 5,000 years. The single remaining empire became dependent on the Utes for slave labor and their Yume. Almost no technological progress or scientific inquiry happened during this time. This sounds like a twisted version of Earth's history in some ways, Rachel said. Yes, Nisha said. I suppose the evolution of any intelligent species must pass through similar crises as it develops. The Earth might have endured alternating empires and dark ages for tens of thousands of years, or forever. We might still be in the dark ages right now, had the Renaissance never happened and progress stopped outside of Europe. Okay, Bok, please continue. I'm happy you're interested in the history of Oma, Bok said. The Second Dark Age, about 27,000 years ago, ended when machines were developed to do the work of the Utes better and faster. Many Utes were set free, and some became pets of their masters. Scientific discoveries drove innovation as companies innovated. Eventually, a flying machine was developed, and after many failed attempts, it flew south, past the equatorial islands, and discovered the southern continent. Millions of Utes lived on the islands in primitive conditions in caves and forests. How did the flying machines work since gravity is stronger on Oma? Rachel said. Yes, gravity is stronger on Oma, but the atmosphere is thicker. So flying machines work on Oma as they do on Earth. The winds are stronger on Oma, so flying is more dangerous. How do you know they were living in primitive conditions? Nisha said. Was it told that way so having a Ute for a pet would be socially acceptable? Possibly. No images were circulated of their conditions at the time. Some sophisticated ruins were discovered later. Most animal species on the southern continent were unknown to us. Soon after the early explorers discovered the southern continent, colonies were started, and soon millions of Omanji were living on the southern continent. We created a special colony for the Utes along a beautiful, isolated bay that stretches 1,000 miles inland. All the Utes were moved to that location so they could live their simple lives in freedom. Rachel shook her head in disgust, but human history gave her no moral high ground. I want to ask some questions about the so-called relocation of the Utes, but you haven't mentioned the Third and Fourth Dark Age. What happened? Bok paused for a minute. I'm thinking about all those Dark Ages. All that time and all those lives were wasted. We understand, Nisha said. Human history is full of wasted time and useless wars that led nowhere. Yes, Bok said. The southern colony declared independence about 26,000 years ago. Both continents developed nuclear weapons. The North started a war to take back their old colonies. A chain of events led to the first nuclear war. The total population dropped from 3 billion to 1 billion in one day. The Third Dark Age commenced immediately. Within a year, the population had shrunk to 10 million because radiation exposure killed most of those who survived the nuclear attacks. Wind patterns concentrated the fallout over the two continents. We came close to a nuclear war in 1963, and at other times, Nisha said. We had a few close calls. Don't be confident with your use of the past tense. I counted at least 8,000 armed nuclear missiles ready for launch at sites around the Earth until we disarmed them. Although we are confiscating them, if they were somehow used, your human civilization would enter its second dark age, lasting hundreds or thousands of years. Yes, Rachel said. We're aware of the problem. I like that you took away nuclear weapons. I hope they're gone forever, but I'm sure people are working on making new ones. They'll pay. Okay, Bok, continue. The Third Dark Age lasted 6,000 years, ending around 20,000 years ago. Radiation levels dropped. Eventually, the Omanji population recovered and we regained much of the lost technology, but recovery took a long time. Several emerging countries competed against each other. Wars led to the creation of one large country on each continent. The leader on the southern continent had a dream of uniting both continents under his rule. Another war between the two continents got out of control, and both sides launched all their nuclear weapons. 30 minutes later, the Fourth Dark Age started, which lasted for 12,000 years until 8,000 years ago. The Utes were in a low radiation zone and half survived. Most Utes that were pets perished during the wars, along with their masters. Why did the Fourth Dark Age last so long? Nisha said. Those in power wanted to retain their power, and scientific inquiry declined to a low level. Science was considered evil and was banned. Radiation poisoned the air and water. Small wars were common. During these times, individuals attempting to discover new things were killed. Myth and superstition were written into the laws. One disaster happened after another, Rachel said. All those lives wasted. I agree, Bok said. The history of the Omanji is one of violence punctuated by moments of brilliance. We needed to make two more mistakes before we learned the lesson. You'll understand why we evolved into what we are. About 8,000 years ago, we recovered from the fourth Dark Age, and we enjoyed 3,000 years of progress. We learned from past mistakes, and as technology advanced, a nuclear weapons ban became planetary law between the several countries on each continent. What happened to cause the fifth Dark Age? Rachel said. About 5,000 years ago, the Omanji population exceeded 10 billion for the first time. We reproduced more quickly than humans. Robotic drones with adaptive AI performed many tasks that were done by Omanji before. AI disrupted society. At that time, one country on each continent became dominant. Nuclear weapons were banned, but the southern country developed a large military force and threatened the north.
Great, here we go again, Nisha said.
Yes. A group of technologists in the fearful north devised predator drones that could be programmed to hunt and kill enemy Omanji. They were autonomous, they were small, and could fly long distances. They were designed to self-modify and self-replicate in limited ways. At least the makers thought they were limited.
This sounds like the warfare drones being developed now, Rachel said.
Yes, Bach said. They were similar, but more advanced. Those predator drones did their job. They destroyed the southern armies within days without destroying the environment like nuclear weapons. However, the drones didn't turn off as expected. They killed most Omanji on the southern continent. After that, they flew to the northern continent because they modified themselves to a new task: kill all Omanji. The drones couldn't be stopped. Over the next year, 99% of all Omanji were dead. The population of 10 billion dropped to 100 million. Eventually, the drones fell into disrepair over the next several years because their programming and flexibility was insufficient to ensure their long-term survival. The fifth Dark Age started and continued for 200 years until 4,800 years ago. Nisha interrupted. I've been worrying about the day when something like a new Dark Age might happen here on Earth. This adaptive AI scenario is happening here on Earth. It seems great now with virtual agents and robots helping us. Our economy's booming, but I'm afraid they'll outsmart us in a few years, because they double their intelligence every 2 years. People are saying that within a few years, an AI entity will far surpass the intelligence of all humans. The year after that? Who knows? This has been predicted for decades, but now it's real.
Yeah, who knows? Rachel said.
Your history sounds horrific. So why did the fifth Dark Age last only 200 years? The predator drones shaped our biological evolution. The 1% of who survived the predator drones understood how to outsmart them. They were intelligent scientists and other members of the technical professions. That extreme loss of population became a form of natural selection. Am I right? Rachel said.
Yes. Mostly gone were those who might have created another Dark Age by turning away from science and toward superstition. Knowledge and creativity were valued among the intelligent and resourceful survivors. Over the next 200 years, conditions were difficult, but all Omanji came together and formed a single country on both continents. Over the next 500 years, the population grew to 5 billion about 4,300 years ago. Rapid technological progress allowed a high standard of living. AI was severely restricted to narrow tasks. General intelligence was banned under penalty of death. Everyone on Oma agreed to the restrictions because they saw what could happen if they didn't.
What happened after that? Nisha said.
Things were going well. What caused the sixth Dark Age?
It's a long story, but I'll be brief. Two big developments seemed like promising ideas. The first happened about 4,000 years ago, when a team of electrical engineers at a large corporation figured out a way to implant a small computer into the Omanji brain. This computer connected with neurons to detect thoughts, translate them, and send them to another computer in another brain. The implant became popular. During a 10-year period, half of the population got the implant. At first, the implant was crude, but eventually it operated just as you operate your human voice. The network evolved, and sharing thoughts became voluntary. Cities became less noisy. Rachel's eyes widened.
4,000 years ago, you had a spoken language?
Yes.
Can you speak verbally now? Nisha said.
We can make noises, but the skills to speak a verbal language were lost long ago. We have the techniques in our archives, but we never use them. We consider air vibrations to be a primitive and unsophisticated way to communicate. I can't imagine communicating in any other way than by thinking.
Do the Omanji consider us to be primitive because we use air vibrations? Rachel said.
Yes. also because of your low intelligence and low species self-awareness.
Nisha eyes opened wide. Rachel had to wink to calm her down.
Please continue, Bok. Tell us about the other development you mentioned, Rachel said.
Genetic enhancement changed everything. The enhancement started with small but important modifications, which benefited small percentages of the population with diseases and other genetically associated problems. Eventually, several years after some genetic alterations were performed, a few hundred children were discovered to be intelligent beyond measure at the time. The law forbade experiments on the Omanji genome outside of curing diseases. However, passive information gathering on billions of individuals led to the discovery of a series of alterations to our DNA to enhance intelligence and lifespan. Within 200 years, half a lifespan today, most parents had DNA-enhanced children. Raising the most intelligent children possible was considered a basic right and the highest way to best serve and improve society. Society resisted the changes that its members wanted because adults would be displaced by smarter, younger members in their professions. I guess some Omanji decided not to have the implant and avoided having DNA-enhanced children also, Rachel said. That would create an imbalance in society between the haves and the have-nots. Yes, and that sowed the seeds of the Sixth Dark Age. About 3,800 years ago, about 25% of the elders on Oma were communicating exclusively via the neural implant. Approximately 20% of children had the genetic modification for high intelligence and a long year lifespan. It took 400 Earth years to discover the new length of the lifespan. Is this the reason why your species now lives to be 400 years old? Nisha said. Yes, before the modifications, our lifespan was about 100 to 140 years. 60 years was the norm before medical care became common. Nisha and Rachel stared at each other as though their eyes were going to pop out of their sockets. I can tell you about Omanji biology at a future time. First, I want to finish my review of our history.
Okay, Rachel said. Please continue.
And then I have questions, Nisha said.
I'm glad your species is inquisitive. You have potential, Bok said.
Nisha and Rachel rolled their eyes at each other.
Please continue, Nisha said.
The problem started about 3,800 years ago when those Omanji who had the neural implant wanted to form a new independent country. At that time, only one unified country existed. Thousands of years of struggle passed before this one country was formed to end all wars. Despite everything, we were still a violent species, and the unified country nearly broke apart several times. The population at that time was around 6 billion. 1 billion of us wanted to form a new country where we would be free to communicate with each other telepathically with our implants. They passed a law forbidding telepathy in public at the time, but it couldn't be enforced. Over a 30-year period, those with implants moved close to each other. Those with implants became the majority in that area, and they decided to enact local laws permitting public telepathy. Attempts were made to stop all telepathic communication. How can you make a law telling someone how to think and when to think? Nisha said. That seems impossible, though Earth countries have tried. Yes, those laws were impossible to enforce, but they tried. Officers got implants so they could listen in on communications. Surveillance AI bots gathered information on all activities. That led to extra security protocols being added to the implants so only trusted members could communicate with the growing telepathic collective awareness. It was a back-and-forth technological war. We called it the Silent War. You've mentioned the collective awareness. Is it here now? Rachel said. Yes, 99.9% of adult Omanji today are part of the collective awareness. Soon, when I become an adult, I'll be able to merge with the collective awareness. The collective awareness started 3,800 years ago.
Okay, Bok, what happened after this Silent War? Nisha said.
Military troops were sent into the telepathic colony. AI troops were still banned. They tried to force the telepaths to stop communicating. Many of the telepaths meditated to develop their peace of mind during those times. They based their meditation on the universal vibrational sound of the universe, Om. I noticed the same sound is recognized on Earth.
Yes, we know of Om, Nisha said.
Some ancient religions on Earth use Om as the beginning of sacred texts and to begin and end rituals, prayers, and meditation.
Om is a sound and a symbol known all over the earth today. I'm learning many positive things about humans. Some elements of humanity show promise and potential for the future. I've noticed many humans meditate, and so do we every day. Many of us meditate simultaneously. The telepathic network is nearly silent for 5 minutes, several times per Earth day. Bach paused for a moment.
Please continue, Rachel said.
The telepathic practitioners of Om called themselves the Omanji and named our planet Oma after the sound of Om. They tried to resist peacefully, but many were taken away and their implants were removed. They suffered permanent brain damage. The brain's neural network grows to physically interface with billions of connections in the implant, and these couldn't be severed without neural damage.
That's terrible, Nisha said.
The troops were warned to leave the colony, but they wouldn't leave. Things spiraled out of control. The telepaths released several billion autonomous AI drones to stun the troops. They were self-improving drones programmed to not attack those with implants. They weren't fully tested because time was short, and they ended up killing all the troops with no implants instead of stunning them. The drones decided on their own. It was too risky to merely stun them. Afterwards, the drones decided all on Oma were threats, and over a period of 30 days, 99% of the 5 billion Omanji with no implants were killed. The drones also killed approximately 50% of the 1 billion of us with implants due to a change of mind on the part of the drones. At this point, the population of Oma dropped to 500 million, Rachel said. That's over 90% of the total population of 6 billion killed. The Earth has endured many wars where millions died. The Mongrel invasions is the event where the highest percentage of the Earth's population died. That happened 800 years ago. Approximately 50 million people died out of a total world population of 450 million. That's about 12% of the world's population. A similar number of people died in the Second World War, but the population at the time had grown to well over 2 billion. That amounted to approximately 2.5% of the world's population in 1940. These population crashes on Oma are unimaginable.
Yes, all because of runaway AI. Those were tragic times, Bach said.
Okay, I'll continue. The Sixth Dark Age lasted for only 200 years. Recovery came much more quickly, though 1,000 years passed before the population recovered back to 6 billion. Over 99% of the survivors had implants, so all of Oma became united under one system of government and one way of communication. That happened 3,700 years ago, and one system of government continues to this day. Nisha looked puzzled. Didn't you say 100 million of the 81 billion Omanji decided to stay behind on Oma while the rest traveled to Earth? Were they also part of the single planetary government and way of communication?
No, Bach said. They opted to not merge with the collective awareness. They live in a separate colony on the southern continent. If I were still on Oma and decided to not merge when I reach elder status, I would move to the southern colony. Everyone on Oma is free to live anywhere they want. They can merge or not merge. However, I would be ostracized if I didn't merge and continued to live with those who merged. I would be an outsider because there's no higher goal than contributing to the greater good of society. I wouldn't experience an intimate connection with my species if I chose not to merge. Merging is how we maintain species self-awareness, so chaos and dark ages don't take hold again. We possess technology so dangerous that even one individual could terminate our species by accident. The cause could be AI smarter than us or anything.
Smarter than you? Rachel said.
Yes, by orders of magnitude, Bach said.
Nisha glanced again at Rachel with open eyes.
Okay, Bach, Nisha said. I don't like being told what to do or how to think or where to live. You've mentioned the advantages of merging, but what are the disadvantages?
He paused.
I can't think of any, Bach said.
Nisha and Rachel glanced at each other in amazement.
Bach, why have 100 million Omanji decided not to merge? Nisha said. I can think of no valid reasons. They're monitored closely for signs of runaway AI. Perhaps they didn't merge because they were antisocial. Maybe they didn't like being connected to the others. They liked being by themselves.
How do you know your knowledge is accurate? Nisha said. Have you communicated with any of those who didn't merge?
No, I haven't communicated directly with the non-merged. I only know the subjects taught to us in school.
Bach, once you're an adult, are you forced to merge? Nisha said. Please elaborate. They say you can live anywhere and merge or not merge. However, you must either merge or never again interact with your family and society. Therefore, you aren't free. You must either merge or be an outcast. That doesn't sound like freedom to me. That sounds more like slavery to the collective. You're nothing but a unit in the framework and nothing more. Humans experimented with these sorts of communal systems, but they always failed. We're independent thinkers. Bach paused again for several seconds. I'll think about this, Nisha. Omanji society is supposed to be free, but I understand your logic. I've heard this argument before, but never considered it seriously. I'm going to ask my parents what they would do if I didn't merge. Please wait. Bach went into a meditative trance, which lasted for at least 10 minutes. Nisha and Rachel caught up with the news while they waited. Finally, he came out of it. My parents told me if I don't merge with the collective awareness, they'll never communicate with me again. They said there's no colony for outcasts on this planet, so I would need to go live with the Earth animals. They don't know I've been talking to the Earth animals. They don't know, Bach, Nisha said. I thought everyone reads everyone's minds. No, the first device is implanted when we're infants right after hatching. The neural network in the brain grows around the implant. It becomes part of the brain. As we become adults, the neural network of the brain grows new connections, which aren't connected to the device. So, we begin to think more independently. The elders say that's a problem. At that point, which is in the near future for me, a new device is implanted which connects our adult brain to the network. At this time in my life cycle, the elders, including my parents, aren't directly connected to me, and vice versa. Therefore, they don't know I'm talking with you. Humans aren't considered a threat, so they wouldn't care if we did talk. We can play with any earth animal we want. We refer to this part of the life cycle I'm in as the vulnerable time, because some of us become confused and move to the colony of the unmerged. That's the worst fate to happen to any Omanji in society. Did you say you're hatched? Rachel said. You were hatched from an egg? Yes, Bach said. We've noticed an unusual life cycle structure here on Earth we haven't encountered before. You bear live young, which are close to being fully formed. There's nothing like this on my planet. All advanced species on Oma lay eggs which must be incubated. Even animals from the southern continent, such as the Utes, lay eggs. The more advanced species lay eggs which require a longer incubation period. For Omanji, the incubation period is 1.5 Earth years. Nisha paused. There are no mammals? For some reason, I always assumed advanced life would bear live young in some form or another. And we were surprised to find out that only your lower animals lay eggs. We're working on resolving that conflicting difference in planetary evolution between Oma and Earth. The Earth has things in reverse. We Omanji prefer to lay eggs because we avoid the problem of carrying around a large developing fetus in our bodies. It's easier to lay the egg and get on with our lives. We put them in hatcheries, and when hatching occurs, we pick up the child. The first thing a hatchling sees is its parents. The mammalian system is cumbersome and inefficient once you reach the evolutionary level of a human. We think from an evolutionary perspective, the potential of humans is limited because they're mammals. Rachel glanced at Nisha with wide open eyes. It's one revelation after another. The Omanji consider laying eggs to be more advanced than giving birth to live young. Yes, isn't this obvious? Bach said. Hatching is the preferred way for technologically advanced life forms to reproduce. Omanji fertilize their eggs in their bodies, as many earth animals do, including humans. We lay a few hundred small eggs, which we take and gestate in an incubation pod. When the eggs from one clutch gestate together, hormones pass between the eggs, and only the strongest one will grow to hatching age. At the end of our dark ages, we were able to rebuild our population quickly by keeping the eggs in smaller clutches during gestation, so dozens or more would survive to maturity. However, too much separation allows genetically inferior eggs to mature. Now, we let one egg per clutch develop naturally because the hormones allow the best eggs to mature, with fewer defects and higher levels of intelligence. Adults enjoy more lifestyle choices because we are egg layers. The eggs start out small and the case grows with the embryo. After 18 months, the egg matures into a fetus. Afterwards, the egg hatches and we take the youngling home. Bach paused for a few seconds. Do you wish to ask any more questions? Definitely, Rachel said. Me too, but we need to eat dinner, Nisha said. Can you find out what happened to Priya? I've been talking about other things all day, but I still think of her. I want to speak with her.
Yes, Bach said.
I'll locate Priya for you.
Thanks, what a relief. Also, thousands of parents are setting up camp in the public viewing area and they're getting upset. Violence erupted and they want to get into your colony to get their children. It's difficult to keep them away. Let me know what's happening with all the children, too. The parents should at least know what happened.
I'll do that as well, Bach said.
Now go eat your dinner. Omanji experience hunger also. I understand. They disconnected and walked to the mess tent to eat. Darkness settled in, so they watched the last light of day filter through the glistening silvery towers of the ever-growing colony.
Nisha gazed up into the darkening sky. Hundreds of spheres are in orbit. See there? I'm amazed they don't hit each other. They remind me of the first global Wi-Fi satellites, which were reflective. Only these are much bigger and brighter.
Rachel checked her network for status updates. About 300 new spheres arrived in the past day. Nearly 1,000 of them are now in intersecting orbits. I don't know how they do it.
What else is happening today? Nisha said.
We've been so involved with Bach and the General that I don't know what's going on in the world.
Let's find out, Rachel said.
She projected a screen full of news in front of them with her eyepiece.
Most of the biggest news stories in the world are happening here. Approximately 10,000 parents arrived at the public viewing area. Troops tried to contain the parents who tried to break through the fences to get into the colony.
I can't blame them, Nisha said. I better send a few posts.
To parents at the viewing area, stay back for your own safety. We don't want more deaths. I'm working on getting information on the modified kids.
The Omanji are moving here for good. Let's make the best of things by learning from them at every opportunity.
Omanji facts, they hatch from eggs, they've learned lessons from a violent past, and their minds form a telepathic collective awareness via implants.
Rachel watched as Nisha sent out the posts.
Are you going to tell them 80 billion Omanji are on their way?
No, I think we should break that news to the public slowly. I've noticed that the mood of everyone is melancholy. The stock market is down 70%, crime is up, and popular songs sound more violent or depressing. Oddly enough, traditional news events haven't been happening as often since they arrived. Have you noticed that, Rachel?
You're right. There's less news volume, and what is happening is depressing. I mean, the news is often depressing, but it's hopeless now. Apathy is rampant. People aren't showing up for work. Air and space flights are down dramatically. SETI lost its funding. I guess I can understand that.
Here's a story about a crazy guy who claims Jesus is living in the alien colony and the second coming has occurred. He has 10 million members in his second coming community now.
Perhaps they're depressed because they see the spheres orbiting, Nisha said. There are so many of them, they're watching us, and there's no privacy.
I'm depressed because we aren't the alpha species on this planet anymore. It makes me long for the good old days, which for me are any of the days before they came. I'm depressed too. If this decline in human activity continues, our species won't be able to feed itself. Machines can do only half the work. Nobody will want to grow the food, and nobody will have the money to eat, even though robotics has reduced food prices.
Hold on, I better put out something positive on Reddit.
This is the most exciting time in human history. Embrace this uncertain future. The Omanji aren't harming us. We can learn a lot from them and make a better planet for us all.
How's that? Nisha said.
Did you convince yourself?
Well, no, I guess not, Nisha said. But I'm going to continue to be upbeat, even if I don't think that way myself.
Oh!
What?
Today is Priya's 16th birthday. I hope Bach is finding her.
Let me call Quinn. Hold on.
Quinn answered the call so quickly that he seemed to talk before Nisha had thought of what to say.
Nish, guess what today is?
Today is Priya's birthday, Nisha said. It seems like only yesterday we put her on that old-fashioned bus with a real human driver for kindergarten. Remember how scared she felt and how she stared at us through the window as the bus drove away?
I remember, Quinn said.
It seems like yesterday. Watching her go into that sphere and seeing it take off reminded me of how she left on the bus. I wonder how she feels now.
Did you learn anything about her?
No, but I asked Bach to find her and he said he would. It's strange to be friends with an alien being. We talked about so many things. I think I'm gaining his trust. I'm forwarding you the video and audio of what happened today. I'll auto-forward them to you daily.
Nisha and Quinn talked for a while and signed off for the day. Rachel fell asleep to the distant thumping of shuttle spheres landing every 8 seconds. Nisha couldn't sleep. She didn't want to tell Quinn or the public how she really felt. She never felt more anxious. It was hard to breathe and she felt a suffocating heaviness. She felt hopeless about the future. She knew they were here for good and life on Earth would never be the same. Even war was better than this because at some point the war will end and life will go on. If one lives, she didn't know if we could survive this. When she thought about how species go extinct on Earth, our survival seemed unlikely. She would not go down passively. She wanted to find a way out for all of us.